This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are expected to vote Monday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package that would provide assistance for American households and businesses. The measure comes after weeks of negotiations during which Democratic and Republican leaders clashed over how much government assistance to provide and whether the focus should be on items such as jobless benefits or keeping open the economy. It also comes during a surge in COVID-19 infections, with the United States recording nearly 18 million confirmed cases, adding more than 200,000 cases per day, and with the country's death toll standing at more than 317,000 people, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement of the aid deal, but he said in a statement, the work is far from over. President Donald Trump did not immediately comment on the aid deal. The coronavirus aid bill is part of a wider $1.4 trillion spending package that would fund the U.S. government through September. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. It's the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early on Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 317,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved Moderna for emergency use. Earlier this month, it approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech for emergency use as well. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.